The notes on this side of the tape were made on 31st of March 1978, following on from the notes on the first side. You've got quite a number of points you want to pick up. One of the most important is the question of our intention about the intentional analysis of the conditional, intentional analysis of the conditional, and the accompanying notion of making logical consequence, the syntactic notion of logical consequence responsible to a particular analysis, the semantic notion of logical consequence, justifying the intuitionistic treatment of the connectives. Not certainly in terms of intersubjective intuition of the structure of time or anything like that. What, in fact, were the reasons put forward for preferring some constructive arguments? The reasons for the distrust and suspicion of PEM, those originally put forward by the Brouwer and the others certainly won't stand up to serious consideration. See the remarks that you made about global and local structure, the remarks in Putnam about the global and local structure of time, and the question about the notion of abstract form. See on page 3 of Mayberry's article in British Journal for the Philosophy of Science, 1977, page 3, remarks that logic and set theory have long since gone their separate ways. Mayberry is searching for a consistency proof for Zermelo-Frankel set theory for ZF, which will justify the embodiment of the intuitive principles of ZF in the first order predicate calculus. The aim is to show that the standpoint from which we can hope to produce a consistency proof for ZF is just that which is to be reached by taking a unified approach to the foundations of set theory and classical predicate logic. I'm going to have to go through the Routler and Mayer papers on questions of relevance, relevant implication and entailment, and the converse relation of relevant implication, as it were. Question how the heuristic structure of mathematical formalism, the ways that we develop the theory, there really is no direct connection, and you must, what you were looking for, must get quite clear, the sort of connection that you're looking for between the sort of considerations. Postulated some sort of direct connection. What you're looking for was semantics for relevant logics, which would enable one to model the way that certain considerations came to be seen as relevant. Question whether any change in logical laws, for instance, particularly the treatment of quantum logic, and the question about the reading of the logical constants and the sort of meaning that assigned to the logical constants, question about change in the intention of the logical constants, and how considerations which touch on at the level for instance, the incidentally, how would one devise, how would one draw up quantum logic as a natural deduction system? I wonder if that's ever been done, trying to draw up quantum logic just in terms of introduction rules for the introduction of certain, for detachment and conjunction introduction and elimination. And you could just do the whole thing as a natural deduction scheme of the kind It's Fitch has written out in his Elements of Combinatory Logic book. Anyway, leaving all that beside, that might be quite an interesting program. One of the things I should like to do. Three of Mabry's paper, the one which deals with the natural axioms of strong infinity, the Marlowe axioms, the axioms of postulating the existence of strongly inaccessible cardinals. So, obviously, the most interesting, the most important part. But the semantical ideas of satisfaction, truth, validity, etc., are at the very least of considerable heuristic value, motivating formal systems of logical proof. We can, of course, view logical consequences from a purely combinatorial viewpoint, from the point of view of somebody like Dummett, who argues we do essentially require syntactic notions of logical consequences to be responsible for semantic ones. Notions of satisfaction, truth, validity, and so on are much more than considerable heuristic value, motivating formal systems of logical proof. These semantic ideas are essentially set theoretical in character. Compare the purely algebraic treatment of Taskian treatment of domains via cylindrical algebras and so on. One is just recording, in fact this is quite important, they essentially set theoretical character of the semantical ideas used in motivating formal systems of logical proof, or say any formal system of logical proof. How that's treated in the purely algebraic approach to logical calculi of the kind discussed in Henkin. A completely formalist view of set theory, and a completely formalist view of logic. Compare, for instance, non-Boolean value models of category sets. An illustration of the way in which some of the motivation given in the Lawfare program I would argue, grossly implausible metaphysical motivation, motivation for certain purely syntactical possibilities for the for calling certain purely syntactical generalization, as it were, and purely syntactic, which simply realizes purely syntactic algebraic possibility of generalization of particular algebraic structure, viewing the truth set, the TF, truth-falsehood set, viewing the two element, viewing the truth values as simply as an algebraic entity, viewing quite algebraically as a purely two element set, and calling a extended, pure, generalized, pure logic, as Lovier calls it, his truth values, as it were, form a metric space, a generalized metric space, or real valued metric space, generalized logic which takes values in the real field, or in some other generalized metric space. You can, of course, define a vectorial structure in the algebraic structure of the in this case, the truth set viewed purely algebraically. Compare the sort of the way in which Hooker views algebraic structure of the product, algebraic product structure of some kind of a certain formalism, for instance, the remarks that he makes about structures other than the point-wise distributive structure of the algebraic product as being perhaps of significance from the point of view of the understanding the relationship between the conceptual structure of the descriptive language and the metaphysics involved in understanding conceptual structure of the descriptive language on the one hand and the structure and the formalism on the other. But how, for instance, in talking about convolution and so on in the context of the introduction of linearized orthogonal polynomials, see the papers in the book on analysis, book of essays presented to Bochner with the Siegel essay in it. You got here, I think, another classic instance of the confusion between the utility of sort of heuristic perceptions of structure, relations between some kinds of structure in the development of the mathematical theory and the actual significance of the correct logical notion of function for analysis of the that is to say, that is a requirement in the foundations of any theory, that of logical theory, that we have the notion of functional correspondence as a clearly defined part of that theory, and that this is indeed, one agrees with Veitch and Co., that this does have ontological consequences in the sense that there's no way in which we can view the non-Boolean value models as category sets. The kind of certain of the ways in which we view the sets, the category sets without the axiom of choice and other structures without the axiom of choice, viewed purely algebraically in terms of the sort of qualitative characterization of this, the kind of structure that's dealt with here, the remarks about continuity conditions at the boundary, the portions of the domain of variation, would have to depend on a grasp of what considerations are in fact relevant. This is the 1st of April 1978, this next section of tape you've just started, made the following morning, would depend on a grasp of what considerations are actually relevant to determining what the truth. We're concerned here with the way that the relationship of entailment is, converse entailment, and the relationship of material implication or of entailment, the intentionalistic, either the intentional or the extensional treatment of implication as the fundamental logical connective related to the notion of the notion of explanation. See the extremely radical views of Veitch as discussed in Gray's. We can dismiss these as one of the sources of error. You must go through Gray's and you must go through Maybury and Marx in the about syntax and semantics in the Bill Nevin Anderson book and remarks in LeBlanc throughout. It's all quite apart from the notes that you're going to make anyway. You know, grasping the taxonomy of kinds of relationship, kinds of conceptual breakdown, for instance, and kinds of conceptual change which occur within the development of the categorical frameworks accompanying scientific theories. You're going to start say, starting right at the beginning, was that in the, that our intuitions, stroke convictions as to what the relevant consideration in the explanation, given the sort the task of elucidating the reasons why the content of covered theory, why some particular hypothesis, being very informally now, why some particular hypothesis, which may well have acted as completely satisfactory formulation, why some hypothesis which is couched in the terms, the descriptive, theoretical descriptive terms, the conceptual structure, presumes the conceptual structure of the descriptive language and the accompanying ontology of some particular level of which some scientific theory is couched, is to be viewed, given that this level is not autonomous, but capable of being viewed, well, as I say, as treating of epiphenomena, the system of conceptual, this conceptual structure of the descriptive language. Great danger here is in jumping straight from the sort of qualitative treatment, a qualitative impression of the kind derived from reflection on the relationship between a qualitative impression of the differences between distinctive differences between the and putatively the differences in the kinds of entities which the covered theory treats of, the way that the conceptual structure of the descriptive language and the ontology of the covered theory cohere, and the way in which that of the covering theory coheres, particularly as regards time. Now, the question of global as against local structure, see the remarks which Hocker makes, see the remarks rather which Putnam makes, and one or two of the remarks Hocker makes about numerical concepts, the kind of considerations which might be relevant in linking the conceptual structure and the mathematical formalism of the covering theory. This is actually requiring a new set of fundamental mathematical concepts, more accurately reflecting Seagraves' remarks, the sort of monistic and, character of the ontology, and the interdependence, the kinds of concepts of interdependence which are important. See his remarks, and we're going to argue that this is not plausible and rests on a fundamental misunderstanding of the relationship. But at the same time, the question about relevant implication, it does seem that our intuitions as to what is a relevant consideration depends on being able to state the truth conditions of the sentences in the covering theory, in virtue of which statement of truth conditions we can see that they do in fact have a sentential parameter in common with theirs, which they're taken relevantly to imply. Question here about having being able to state truth conditions of sentences of the covering theory. Are having a grasp of what it is for the sentence to be true in terms of, well, this is a great problem here about property. At any rate, at the level of predicates, not of proper names, but of predicates. See the remarks in Dummett about truth, about having grasp on truth conditions. But it does seem to me that this is a question which might admit of degree of abstraction and of generality, or your error lay in thinking that this was a question which might admit of degrees of abstraction and generality, in the sense that one might have a qualitative intuition of the kind of order, as it were, the kind of principle of coherence of the ontology, such that one of the reasons which elucidated or rather the kind of considerations which elucidated the reasons why the ontology of the covered theory in fact broke down, the kind of conceptual crisis for the ontology of the covered theory was not of such a kind that could be dealt with by showing straightforwardly how the truth conditions of the statements, let's say the formulae, expressing the application of the first level higher level function to a function to yield a well-formed functional complex functional expression, or rather the application of predicate to an object. The truth conditions for application of, rather truth, the truth conditions for the truth conditions for predications. Predications of highly theoretical entities by theoretical of highly theoretical properties of theoretical entities in the covered theory. The way in which those broke down, reflecting a kind of paradigm switch, a switch recognition that the perhaps the very set of Rocket uses the phrase of tightly integrated conceptual categories for grasping the world, which are employed in that theory, resting on the notion of object itself and of local, the kind of very general fundamental conceptualization involved might be argued even at the level of the form of the mathematical expression of the physical laws of the theory. See the remarks of Siegel about locality and interaction. That in its stone breaks down, and the sort of does seem that we have to, the kind of reconstruction that we might potentially have to carry out, such that ostensibly demands new mathematical concepts. Well, the kind of conceptual breakdown that we have, the form of the ontology which we would then consider is such that one couldn't state the truth well. The question is how understand how the truth conditions of the predications of theoretical properties of theoretical entities in the covered theory were related to the truth conditions of the predications of covered of theoretical, what kind of theoretical properties to the theoretical entities in the covering theory, and that would rely on having I first understood the difference in kind, the fundamental difference in kind between the sort of theoretical predicates being used in the covering theory, the way that the predicate stock of the theory hung together, the idea that there couldn't be any difference in the way in which the predicate stock of one theory hung together, to use Nerlich's phrase, look at Nerlich throughout, which could not be accounted for by or any account of the way in which the difference in the way in which the predicate stock of one theory hangs together in relation to that of some other theory. So it depends on our having a clear grasp of the criteria of identity of the objects with which we're dealing in the one theory, and are being able to formulate statements predicating properties of them in terms of the predicate stock of the covering theory, and that this is just what explanation does consist in, and are having the point of the radical thesis being put forward by Boehm, and I think Sachs and others, is that the way in which the predicate stock hangs together itself a feature, if you like, of the fundament of the, itself reflects the fundamental principle of order, fundamental alternative principle of coherence of the ontology of the covering theory, and that there is, well, in that sense, the two theories would indeed be incommensurable. So how one could be regarded as explanatory with respect to another is difficult to see. One would have to have a prior commitment to the form of the ontology of the one theory as somehow reflecting the structure of the world as expressing as expressing a commitment to a view of the way in which the world is articulated, contrasted with the old, and see how far the way in which the old commit the structure of the mathematical formalism and the fundamental the most fundamental notions of the mathematical formalism itself, of the foundational theory in which the mathematical structure of the mathematical formalism can be, insofar as it reflects the conceptual structure of the descriptive language and the ontology, can be expressed, is itself a reflection of this view of the way that the world is articulated. That's the criticism of that I suppose Boehm would direct. But this is a completely erroneous criticism based on the idea, superficial idea, which is the very one which led Graves and Boehm and others into trouble, of assigning too much weight to the qualitative contrast between the kinds of structure dealt with at one level of the level at which analogy, which qualitative contrast between kinds of structure dealt with, can be useful for the setting up of the or the establishment of certain heuristic perspectives which allows to contrast the way in which the conceptual structure of one language is related to that of another. The argument that this, as an independent element, ceases to be of value once the becomes to decreasingly valuable as the mathematical formalism itself becomes so complex that we have to look at somewhere to 1930 Dirac 2 methods rather than the Dirac 1 method. See the remarks made in that paper. See everything that's been written about relevance, semantics for relevant logic and relevant quantified model structure. But whether it's of any use in the analysis of the logical relationships, the metalinguistic relationship between the structure of for instance, the structure of the mathematical formalism held to respect, to reflect the system of the conceptual structure of the descriptive language and the ontology, the metaphysical system of the world, reject Hooker throughout, but go through Hooker's papers, they are quite interesting and emanating as a source of these errors. Compare Routley and Meyer and go through their papers in detail. Interesting speculation that grounding any relevant, valid entailment on identity is itself, sort of rather like Leibniz's view, proof. Displaying the function of proof is to display the nexus of terms. The proof as reasoning from true identities. There's a form of true identity which is already known before we embark on proof. The abstract form of which is already known, that A equals A. This expresses, as it were, commitment to a particular view of the way in which the values of variables variation, the structure of domains of variation of variables in the classical quantifiers is related to the way that structure of the world actually vary. The idea of that does appear to be challenged, of course, by the notion of some implicate order as being required. That is to say that we can treat as autonomous the sort of structure that is dealt with, that is the subject, or the subject matter of description in the various theoretical sciences. But when we come to the level, for instance, of cosmological, the relationship between cosmological and microphysical phenomena, and considerations of the relationship of local and global structure that are introduced there, then certainly our intuitions as to what counts as relevant consideration. Sort of qualitative, if a certain sort of qualitative differences in the kinds of structure, that was where principle, the ways in which the structure is to be viewed as articulated structure, were to become relevant. Were to be judged relevant in the explanation, for instance, of the insufficiency or actual conceptual insufficiency of some the view of some structure thought of as a structure in description. As it is used in forming the conception of the domain, the kind of structure of the well, here it has to be very loosely of the relations between properties of objects, which counts as significant in explaining, for instance, why the kinds of structure relations between properties of the objects. Viewed from the point of view of the conceptual structure of the language of the covered theory is not in fact realized, but or rather arises, and our description of it is valid within restricted range of the values of the variables, valid in the sense of functioning as a reductive explanation of postulated behaviour of the entities in some further covered theory, provided that we don't ask these further questions. But if we do indeed insist on asking these further questions, which are the kinds of questions that are asked in cosmology, and the relationship of nonlinear and linear structure seems to become overwhelmingly significant, the idea of that has been directly reflected in the language in which we informally think of the fundamental notions in the mathematics. in terms of which we formulate the relationship between structure within mathematics itself, see Maybury. One of our arguments is just a delusion. But at any rate, get clear about entailment and the whole of the intentionalistic view of entailment and implication. Not as I think, the model semantic, the model theory of those logics as yet not developed to the point where, for instance, the ways in which statements having a central parameter in common judge relevant to one another, would actually use that to model the notion of recognition of level of structure as relevant to the explanation of another in the sort of reconstruction within formalism of theories of hypotheses of theoretical science. He hasn't yet reached that level. This section of the tape made on the 1st of April 1978 in the evening after returning from the tour in London with the group from Luton. What's the more minor points which you wanted to capture before tackling the main body of the notes that you want to go through, including all the notes on the margins of the Kerner book and various notes on the Bezeldon Bond notepad and the green pad made at the beginning of this week. I want to go through all these notes in preparation for using them in the context of your body of your thesis, the general introduction to the GP paper, of particular importance, but see various remarks about the sort of research program to which the alternative conception might lead, or apparently lead, to see the remarks about numerical concepts in Hooker and where he's gone wrong. Do look particularly at the question about relevant implication, the great gulf between the view of the kind of intentional view of the relationship of entailment that consists in recognizing entailment only when the two formulae in question have a sentential parameter in common. The more radically intentional notion of sentential parameter and the relationship between sentential parameters as the form of the relationship of relations of causes and values of variables in putatively thought of as varying over domains in the natural world. To the question of the ways in which the conception of those domains, level of, so a conception of the kind of order, principal order, is involved in understanding the principle of inheritance of the ontology of the domain. In question C, the remarks in Berm, what if we could make this coherent? Of course, one has the whole methodological argument about putting the, so we're making coherent notion of that kind as the business of heuristic perspective of further development of correlation of the structures occurring in the mathematical formalisms of the theory. See the remarks in Freud and in Salt on Freudenthal and Bunger on the notion of axiomatization. Compare the remarks in Hilbert and as against some of the things that Putnam says in his remarks about the analogy between non-Euclidean geometry and non-Boolean logic and the arguments in favour of rejecting this. If, however, we are going to contemplate non-Boolean logic, then it would seem to be worthwhile looking at the argument about the structural transposition of metaphysics as touched on, sketched in Hooker. Compare what Quine has to say in his paper about algebraic logic and predicate functor logic. Anyway, one of the minor points that you wanted to make before going to bed tonight was a point which Castorway makes about Quine's contention to the effect that numbers evaporate while classes are rocks, and the relationship between the sort of heuristic components of the theories involved. What Mabry has to say about the notion of number, natural numbers, abstract, particular. He has set theoretical structure, the idea of collection extension as of course as underlying, insofar as of course it's completely tied up with the notion of functional correspondence and so on. Actually, the notion of an abstract particular, quite a particularity, form of the remarks about individuality as concomitant with knowledge of the form of the system under consideration, the form, rather, a notion of abstract particularity, which of course is held in some sense to reflect our knowledge of the kinds of structure that would occur in the actual world. The notion of the remarks about Putnam about the dependence for the existence of abstract structures, abstract possible structures, on the existence of material of material entities, most peculiar claim that seems to run counter to the whole notion of the abstract of pure abstract objects of the kind Dumpty's discussing when he talks about the empty set and the cumulative hierarchy. But the point you wanted to make is that the reason why the set theory, the referential conception of semantics as objects in this Fregean notion sense of objects being required to compose the domains of quantification, the ranges of the individual variables which can be bound by quantifiers. Argument that it must be possible to specify a suitable totality of objects as the domain of quantification whenever first-order quantification is involved. The remarks about the kind of monism, the idea that one might mount a direct challenge from the perception of the opposition between the form of most important here, you don't want to get confused. Putnam's most important point about it's not being a reflection of a conviction of as to the abstract, the most general abstract form possible structure, possible kind of structure, which the objects of the natural world exhibit is connected with a metaphysical notion of individuality of the kind that is challenged. That is why it's subject to challenge in the context of the position of plenum to atoms outlined in Hooker and the company problems about the metaphysical notion of individuality, but rather a prior an abstraction theoretic and naturalistic conception of the individuality of the entities in question. That is to say, as depending on the existence of absolutely enduring identities in the world as absolute, the absolute identity of plurality of putatively independent fundamental entity structuralist with respect to conceptual resources of any doctrine, in terms of which we actually affect a description of the world, description of the structure of these objects, and as not altering their identity through time. They see the remarks in Gray's not at all that as anything to do with that. Rather, what we're concerned with is the notion of functional correspondence. So it's not, in other words, the mathematical formalism is in question of the structures, the relationships of structures, but in the mathematical formalism is in question, not something which can be modified or overthrown. In the light of sort of change in the sort of meaning, in the sense that it involves the perspective of the correlation of the relationships between the kinds of entities postulated, or indeed accepting these entities themselves capable of mirroring the structure of some unarticulated reality, which in fact turns out to be articulated at some more fundamental level, articulated in a way which reflects an abstract principle of the kind of structure involved, which has to be grasped if we're to understand the way in which the entities previously thought of as providing us with the with our instances of concrete objects, providing us with our instances of concrete objects, objects for absolutely enduring identities through time, or previously thought of as capable of being formed into collections. Actually, anything at all may serve as an individual. It's got nothing whatever to do with time or with substantial identity through time of as opposed to of the kind discussed, because in fact we need the notion of functional correspondence of the kind that has been touched on here in order to get at the we certainly need a totality of objects in the, as the domain of quantification in order to understand the referential reference of the first order quantified formulae of the plenum schema. It's just the totality and cardinality. The totality in question is somewhat higher. See the point about infinitesimals and surreals, but certainly not a question of more or less, if not departing from the idea of more or less inclusive collections, and the relationship of states. The non-Boolean relationship of states itself requires for its formulation of the metalinguistic sentence, encoding the transition from the Boolean to the non-Boolean structure, requires in notions of essentially set theoretic notions, and certainly not a question of the transcendence of the scope of existing set theoretical foundations having been, because of having grasped the kind of abstract objects with which the abstract form, the notion of abstract form, is the notion of abstract form somehow deeper and more fundamental, and that the kind of objects, one particular form of the reality under consideration, is not what we thought of it as being, but rather the principle of coherence of the ontology is different, and the possibility of forming the former conception of the domain, some purely intentional notion of conception, the idea of plurality, of independent potentially structureless entities as being replaced with some sort of kind of sort of structure in the past requiring the, as I'm going to say, normal mathematical concepts for its articulation, and the psychologistic conception of the kinds of operation of the relationship between sort of mental operations, including most importantly the operation of forming the Cartesian product of and affecting functional abstraction and application. conversion principle. See what what Dummett says on page 474 and so on about the notion of object. How far the notion of plurality of the we're viewing it now purely from the point of view of is going to argue the erroneous point of view of the abstract of, notion of abstract form, abstract conception of the kind of structure as viewed intentionally as a most abstract, putatively most abstract general form structure, which as it were, objects of the world which reality can assume. And if we reject that, particularly in the light of the sort of global local distinctions discussed in Putnam in the chapter on time, and rather we have to look to some other source for a of mathematical possibility, mathematically possible structure, and any revision in our conception of what is the most general, most fundamental kind of mathematically possible structure. Does this actually, insofar as this involves a recognition of that the relations between some otherwise articulated, otherwise grasped reality is, or elements thought of as, his relations thought of as articulating the structure of this reality, if not what it was thought to be. Remarks about non-billion relations between states of affairs. In fact, the axioms are perfectly true of the structures on which they're defined as true. This is not tautologist. Marx and Sold and Reutenthal, and Marx about Hilbertian mathematical axiomatics. See the remarks which Putnam himself makes about global and local structure of time, and as I'm not having to appeal to any psychologistic conception, the notion of reference, referential semantics, as putatively dangerous for this reason, unless of course we adopt a completely Platonistic viewpoint about the relationship of the expressions of formal language to the reality, and then the relationship, the problem here about the relations of the mathematical structures and the mathematical formalism is supervening on the relationship of the concrete objects, the idea of the family in such a way that these were reflected in the other, but the idea of the relationship of the fundamental entities in the ontology is discussed in Hooker as one of a configuration of rearrangement of a particular configuration as accompanying this, if rather we view it as a body of the vectorial scheme as reflecting, as it were, an active principle of unity. The old Leibnizian notion of substance reflects connects local to global properties as touched on in Gray's, and which certainly might take account of the possibility of the kind of qualitative ostensibly possible way in which the predicate stock of existing theories might be seen as hanging together. See the remarks in Ehrlich about predicate stock hanging together, and compare the remarks on page 474 of Dummett on Frege, and the questions about monism and dependence and the kind of structure which we might consider investigating. But on the other hand, we do demand the notion of truth and falsity, and certainly the notion of involvement has never been shown how it could take over from that, the coherence notion of truth. Compare the purely algebraic possibilities. See the remarks made about purely algebraic view of the structure of predicate function logic. No set theoretic interpretation at all involved. See Quine's remark. There is, a theoretic notion absolutely required. There's a notion of functional correspondence itself, and the kind of, and a kind of set theoretic notion, the notion, in fact, of a collection, extension, notion, in fact, of distinct objects themselves, of the distinctness of distinct objects as carried by the thinking of the term false as objects, compare the requiring to think of them as at least weakly separated in the sense of the axioms of weak topology. See the remarks in Scott on time free calculi. The idea of all points is connected in relation to some sort of folded order of the kind discussed in Boehm, as touched on in Wheeler's, seeming to go back to a Hegelian notion of involvement, which the remarks the type pre-calculi paper are seen as clearly antithetical. You know, to look at sort of meaning sort of expressions here being completely suppressed, that level of computatively of which the notion of relevance in terms of involvement kind Chandler discussed, but of course rejected in Kerner, rejected in favour of sort of purely syntactical relationships between really see the remark in Freud in Tal and Salt, and that syntax be cached in terms of set theory, see Maybury, Pearl or Veer, as pure logics. There are remarks about constancy and variation and direct reflection in syntax of physical principles, see the remarks in Hooker. Reject this second conception completely but detail, with detailed criticisms. Back to the question about sentential parameters, relevance, sense of categories, which are made of this, what Wheeler says. Question about small assertive properties, see Wiggins. About mathematical form, properties hanging together.